Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight we have an exciting inaugural episode, I think, and I did not plan this. I've simply been looking for an outlet. I like radio. I've been a talk radio fan for probably 15 years, listening to my Glenn Becks and my Rush Limbaugh and the people out there who are successful at doing this. And I was thinking about, well, what could I talk about? I mean, that's kind of a cool gig. Talk about the news of the day. Talk about politics. Put your 2 cents worth in. And if you do it well, you can get a 10 million person audience. And that's quite a bit of influence. I have a pretty long story. As we spend time together, you're a listener who has chosen to listen in. Maybe you're listening in live right now. Or perhaps you're just checking out the archived episodes here, the Musings of a Modern Man, and you're wondering about me. So this episode is all about vision, leadership, belief systems, and a little bit of a rant about being a modern man and the war on masculinity. I think it's kind of funny. When I was preparing to do this show, and I'm exploring radio and how I could do this as a means to get off disability. I've had 3 open heart surgeries. I've went on disability. I don't want to do that forever. Maybe I could get sponsorships. Maybe this is something I could do that I can do with my disability rather than focusing on all the things I can't do. I'm here to focus on the things I can do and that we can do together. And leadership is influence, nothing more, nothing less. So my goal is to share a vision that influences you, and in the process, we're going to change belief systems. Long-held belief systems, maybe. What I mean by belief systems are those subconscious programmings that you have, that we all have. Let me give you an example. Maybe you've heard money doesn't grow on trees. You gotta spend money to make money. Girls are made of sugar and spice and everything nice. And boys are made of snakes and snails and puppy dog tails. Well, bow wow, baby. Because I'm here to bark up a tree about the belief systems we have around being a modern man. The only thing that qualifies me, I feel like, to speak about the modern man is because I am a computer, right? All in the year 2015, it's all about the technology in America and most of the progressed world. But this radio, this internet, this technology, well, I could be talking to somebody in Australia right now, or somebody in Afghanistan, or somebody in Palestine, or Israel, or Germany, or wherever in the world. They could be listening to me. That's the power of the internet. So this is the modern man. The modern man has to be a worldly man. I want my show to to do well. I live in America, currently in Texas. I travel around a lot here in the U.S. I'm blessed to be able to do that. But I think the issue for modern man isn't simply an American challenge. We have demasculinated so much. I don't know, is that a word? I need one of those cool producers or somebody on my team that can look up when I say goofy things. But we have really taken the nuts off of most men. Let me just put it bluntly. Through politically correct speech rules and the idea that men need to get in touch with their feminine sides. And when I was a kid, it was still the John Wayne model of manhood. It was the independent, rugged, you go out in the woods and you rip the trees out of the ground. You saw them like a beaver into the perfect shape. You build a house for your spouse. And the spouse is very grateful for the house because now she does not have to worry about death or dying of exposure. And very grateful that she found a man that can go and provide her these things. Today's modern man, he goes out into the jungle of the world. And rather than going into the wilderness and ripping out trees and shaping them and forming his own house and then planting his crops and providing through the sweat of his brow and the skills of his hand, now today's modern man hops into an air-conditioned vehicle, listens to whatever, talk radio perhaps, on their way to sit into a nice building, and again, not every man does this. And really, that's what I'm talking about. That's right there. What I've even started to do on a show complaining about the lack of ability for the modern man to just be a man. It doesn't have to fall into some belief system about what a man is or is not. You know, and what's really funny is we have this war on women in American politics. If you look up war on women, it's this idea that anybody that's Republican hates women because they don't want women to have on-demand abortions. I'm all for a woman's right to protect her body, but she should start by closing her legs. If you are not prepared for children, stop seeking a father figure in a boyfriend and stop trying to find love through sex. Find yourself worth somewhere besides the bedroom. I don't have a war against you as a woman because you want to be able to protect yourself if somebody forced you into a pregnancy. They raped you. They hurt you in some way. I have no problems with that. But it shouldn't be birth control. It should not be what it has become in our nation. And because of the fight for women and equality when it comes to voting and equality when it comes to pay and equality at home, we now have an identity crisis generation of men. Men that were raised by women to think they should be more like women, to feel that they're being a man and being direct and being goal-oriented and getting stuff done and wanting to be the protector of his woman and the savior of the lady, of the damsel in distress. Now we make fun of that guy. That guy is the chump. That guy is wrong. That guy is sexist because he wants to open the door and believes that women are the weaker sex, so therefore he is sexist. This is the dilemma of the modern man. This half hour is brought to you by Kurt's Brand Cookies. Your gluten-free cookie solution. Are you tired of tasteless food when it comes to your healthy food? Look no further than Kurt's Brand Cookies. Our gluten-free, egg-free, dairy-free, corn-free, GMO-free, but full of taste cookies will have you enjoying your taste buds once again. we've been talking about the modern man, the dilemma of the modern man. And even as I started to try to create a radio station about the modern man and about what it means to be a modern man, I went to put in my categories list of what kind of category my radio show is going to be. Because I'm excited. This, for the modern man, can do so much. He can be his own radio show producer and host, and we can do all this neat stuff. And as host, I can even take calls. So if you want to call in and comment to 516-453-9485, we will take your call to talk about the plight of the war on masculinity, the war on the modern man. Because it isn't the 1950s. Everybody's watching the final episode of Mad Men. Rush Limbaugh was recently talking about how many women are saying they wish it was more like that, the simplicity of just go and be the kind of woman that men want to marry, and men go be the kind of man that a woman wants to marry, and you come together, and you're equally important, equally important, but not equal role. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we cannot switch places. The men should not be being the mom. Moms should not be the dad. Men have roles. Women have roles. It's worked really good all the way through history for the most part. And I don't know. I'm not a woman. I have no idea if women 50 or 100 years ago really pined for the ability to latch on to a man, but that's the way history would present it to us. And again, today's world, the modern man is big government. It's socialism. It's, hey, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to give you welfare. I'm going to give you a check in the mail. Honey, you don't need that husband. Honey, you don't need that man. You know, you can be a mom without him. You just need his seed, and we can create that in a lab almost. We'll just pay him to sprinkle it in a cup, and then we'll give you a turkey baster and let you go to work. You don't need a man. That's what our leadership is saying. That's what our media and our culture has been saying for quite a while now, and it's really just not true. And I think it has done a disservice to women, because now women are left holding the bag with, hey, I've got this kid, I have these children, or this life that I thought I wanted, and then suddenly this man was not what I thought he was, or I wasn't what he thought I was, and something happened, and we're no longer together, but I still have all these responsibilities. The single mom plight is a struggle. I don't know how anybody raises a child by themselves. Children aren't meant to be raised by themselves. And the reason that they're not is because the men and the women need to see a man and a woman at home. And I promote the ideas of these because we're seeing just some serious repercussions. And in America alone, the majority of our men are in prison. Fewer men are taking responsibility at work. But maybe what we need to do, maybe the new belief system is that we have to change that women are the ones that should go to work. In this new age of computers and desk jobs, and you don't really have to brave being eaten by animals when you go out to make your living, or killed by savage enemies that you've attacked. And we're not going to get into all that today, but is our belief system about the roles of men and women really applicable still today? Sure, it's been this way for thousands of years. It's done really good for thousands of years, but who are we to not try to fix stuff that ain't broke? But maybe it is broke. And maybe that's why divorce is the challenge that it is now, that so many people are doing it. And that's the challenge, right? Like, how do we, as men, tolerate you women and vice versa? In this new and strange modern world, where, again, the only thing that qualifies me, even as a modern man, is the fact that I'm battery-operated. I got a pacemaker. I'm just running batteries. My batteries are going to wear out just like your phone, just like your computer. And can I
for a second again about the this blog talk radio platform. That's really super cool. But why is there not a men's category? Why is it that even now on every website there's no place for us? It doesn't feel like. It doesn't feel like, especially if you're a white guy. Heck, we don't have our own unique, identifiable subcategory. See, everybody gets broken into these wonderful subcategories. And again, this is part of what I think is wrong in our belief systems and in our culture and in our leadership. And I want to create a vision for something better. What this show's about is about talking about how can we do this better. So how can we take the plight of the modern man and the plight of the modern woman and say, hey, you know what, we're both worth the same amount of money if we go to work. But that we both have specific and unique functions within the home. And the really big challenge, and I think what's really creating the divorce situation, is this role reversal that we have going on, where suddenly we're saying, hey, man, you don't need to be the provider anymore. In fact, most men are now staying home and working with their kids and actually doing a better job. I think that's really the big dirty secret. Personally, and in my circle of people, I have several there, the dads are much better with the kids than the mom. But if these dads were to get divorced, every judge, every person would be like, well, those kids need their mommy. They've got to have their mommy. A kid just can't survive without their mommy. And this is the bull crap that's causing the problem. I mean, ultimately, we have too many mama's boys. I only blame the dads that came before. They bailed on their responsibilities. They weren't being men. Those men of those times chose not to do that for whatever reason. And ladies, you've got to understand, sometimes we can only take so much. And you can only take so much. What happened to us? Why have we fell apart so much in our ability to relate and stick together and work together? Really, it is leadership in the home. And the belief system that men are supposed to lead the home. That's a Christian, conservative kind of worldview. It is one that I would say is my belief system. The man should lead the house because you can't have more than one leader, even in a home, in a business, in anything. Because if you have more than one head, you are instantly a freak. And so if your household is trying to have two heads, that household is going to freak out all the time over every decision because nobody knows who's in charge. And the kids don't know who's in charge. And then there's manipulation. Well, okay, this one's in charge of these things that I enjoy, so I'm going to go listen to them about everything. Mommy always gives me what I want. Mommy never creates discipline. Mommy never expects the things like respect and focus and hard work that many of the men that I knew expected. So as we go forward and we together and we come together in this wonderful age of the internet, how can we find new belief systems and create new ways of doing things? Because honestly, maybe we've been doing it wrong. I've grown up with my belief systems, but belief systems come from programming. And the modern man needs to understand programming. Our brains are computers. What goes into it are imagery, what we listen to, what we read, what we think about, all of those things, what programs our mind. As a child, when we're young, we're programmed with our beliefs, and those belief systems have all of the control of our results in life. There are some wonderful books. I am a John Maxwell certified coach, speaker, and trainer. Well, after my third open heart surgery, my life was a real mess. I knew that I needed to do something different, but what could I do? I was in this position. Everything I had known was gone from me. All the things that I knew about being a man were taken from me. I had went and I joined a motorcycle club, and today that's a big deal because there's 170 motorcycle club members arrested. And I understand where they're coming from. I went there. I did that. I went to the top. I was a Hell's Angel. I was the number one. And we did things different. I always was told, if you're going to be a man, be the best at whatever you do. I decided my identifier was I was a biker man. And so I went and I joined what I considered to be the best and most elite organization so that I could say, hey, I chose this path. Look, Mommy, I did what you told me to do. I went and became the best at it. But unfortunately, my best did not meet my health. And my health said, no, no, no. This is not the lifestyle for you. For some reason, my fellow club brothers did not want me to be in situations like what happened in Texas on blood thinners. Oh, gee, I can't imagine why they wouldn't want me to bleed out easily. And I appreciate their protection and their love. But then shortly after that, okay, I've now lost this identifier, this thing that says who I am, and then I can go and show the world this is who I am, this is what defines me as a man. And I said, okay, I've got my job still. And I tried to get away from allowing my job to define me, and that's why I did the club thing, because I didn't want to be defined by what I did for a living, by my pocketbook, especially since it's all fake. You know, in the musings of the modern man better understand money. He better understand that finances are a lie. They're a lie. They're lying to you. The dollar bill means nothing. That doesn't mean I don't want your sponsorship and I don't want your fake dollar bills. And we have some interesting things going on in the world when it comes to money and man's role. And I don't mean humanity. I mean the man, the dude with the sperm, right? The thing that makes sure that people are here. You know, when people ask, where am I from? I'm from my father's testicles, right? That's where we all get our start. But what does it mean to actually be a man? Well, when I was in a motorcycle club, they pulled me aside. The two big, scary guys, one nicknamed Monster, one nicknamed Cannibal, and they drilled me on these things. And, you know, I'm a little nervous. I'm young, and these guys are huge. I'm not. I'm a little runt of a guy. You know, what makes you a man? Are you really a man? What makes you a man? I don't know. I got balls. Nope, because I can cut them off. Does that mean he's not a man anymore? I have a very good friend. He had testicular cancer in his early 30s and lost one of his testicles. I would never, ever doubt his manhood. You see, what I learned about being a man, and whether it be a modern man or ancient man or future man, the only thing that makes a man is his word. Do you do what you say you're going to do? You give me your word. Can I trust it? That is what defines not just a modern man, but any man. However, we've diluted this. And we have these ideas and we have these TV shows and we have this media that programs us to believe. What is it? What is a man? Now, I look at our leadership and our countries and our governments and our processes that are supposed to allow each and every one of us to go about our lives without the worry and the fear of those basics. Right? When government does really good, the bottom line of Maslow's hierarchy of needs is covered. Safety, security, the basics of water and shelter. We can provide to those and ensure that people in hard times have access to those things. I think that's a good function of government. I don't think government should be your daddy. I don't think government should take care of you. I don't think government should pay for you. Even as I sit here being taken care of by them, I want to grow up. I want to graduate. And that's my encouragement. Through this show, one of the things I really want to do is encourage young men, young women, learn who they are, to take leadership for their life, to set a vision for where they want to go. When I was trying to figure out where do I go from here, I had 3 open heart surgeries. I identify myself by work. Guess what? I can't work anymore. Ah, crap, they kicked me out of the motorcycle club because of this. So I went in and I worked really hard and I got a promotion and yay, I'm getting that and I got a company car and life is good. Hey, how about another promotion? I gotta quit. I can't do this anymore. I'm just too tired. But now technology and the wonder of it all allows a guy like me to be able to sit in pain and agony or in whatever condition, struggling for breath, but I can still formulate a thought and I can share it with you, and we as a group can discuss what it really means to be a modern man. We can have a vision of where we want to go. I can cast a vision for this nation and this world. I truly believe that modern man has the ability, modern men have the ability to lead in such a way that we could feed, clothe, and shelter the planet. But it's going to take men that will do what they say they're going to do. I am going to at least once a week come out here and have a radio show and invite you to listen. And I'm going to figure out how to do it in a way that when I say it's going to be at 10:30 p.m., it actually happens at 10:30 p.m. instead of it when I don't expect it to happen. And I'm going to find sponsorships, and I'm going to expand the show, and it's going to get better and better as you go along, but your subscription, your choosing to follow is going to help. I really do appreciate it. It means so much to have you to talk to be able to share our ideas and our musings together as we figure out what does it mean to be the modern man? How do we take leadership? How do we cast a vision for a better future? Take the leadership to make that vision happen. Help people with the belief that it can happen, that solutions can be implemented, and do it in a fun and entertaining way that brings you back day after day, week after week. That's my goal. That's what I want to do. That's what Musings of a Modern Man is all about. Thank you so much for your time. I look forward to helping you be more, do more, and have more. Again, my name is Justin Kurtz. This is the Musings of a Modern Man. Thank you and good night.